102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's Double Shot Thursday. 6:18, there's two from Led Zeppelin. Hazy, hot, humid, 90 degrees today. So there's a guy who was trying to do the right, you know, most of us guys were trying to do the right thing. His 10-year anniversary is coming up with his wife, their wedding anniversary. The kids are dropped off. Him and his wife are supposed to go to England for a week. I guess she's from there originally. And he knows that she has meticulously womanscaped her area because she took a two-hour-long shower.
Okay.
So he knows what she was doing.
Right.
So he figures...
Either that or she was using the shower head.
Ooh, well, there's that.
A little bit.
So he figures he'll do the same thing and he'll manscape. And he wants to really just go all out and napalm the area, as he puts it, you know, really nice and clean.
Napalm the area?
That's what he says.
That's
yeah.
funny.
He says, I want to go full retard and napalm the area. That's what he says. So he goes out and he gets Nair for the sensitive areas.
Okay.
So, all right. So he's using the right product. He gets home, reads the directions. He applies liberally, waits 10 minutes, wipes with the towel, and the hair is supposed to go with it. He ignored the warning about applying it directly to the genitals. I guess it's not supposed to be directly genitals.
It's probably just for the backboard and maybe the legs and an in-between and that kind of thing.
So it burns a bit.
And the crevasses.
He applies the cream thick, real thick everywhere, and waits 10 minutes and wipes it off. Nothing happens. So that doesn't work. So he tries again. And I don't know why you would do it again if it's... But nonetheless, he's trying to do his best here. Liberally applies the rest of the bottle onto the area.
He used a whole bottle?
A whole bottle after the first application. Puts his boxers back on to hide what he's doing from his wife and sits on the couch and fires up some YouTube. And he figures, I'll wait 15 minutes.
Right.
He dozes off. He wakes up 5 hours later.
Oh, Christ.
His junk is numb, very numb. He says, I stand up slowly and I can feel cracking. I can feel things falling down my pants leg. As I slowly penguin walk to the bathroom, a trail of crusted pieces of Nair falling to the floor behind me, I gently pull my boxers away from the skin, and pieces of what looks like skin are coming with it. This isn't good. The Nair has dried and has adhered to my skin. I run a cold bath and jump in, letting the water rehydrate the Nair so we can wipe it off. That's pretty smart. Slowly, the water is turning red with blood. This is where the panic sets in.
I bet.
As I painstakingly remove the Nair, feeling starts returning. My testicles are on fire. I begin to sob like a bitch. I slowly make my way out of the bathroom, saddle walking like you've never seen, searching for something to soothe the hellfire that's between my legs. Baby oil, that'll do the trick, I think. You put baby oil on babies to keep their skin nice. Surely it will soothe my hot balls of fire. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. I've never cried so hard in my life. It was as if someone was fisting his frank and beans with a flaming iron bar, he says. Apparently, you don't put oil on burns. So he says, now I have a severe chemical burn on my junk. It's blistering. And I have a plane for a 16-hour flight in a few hours. A very sexless anniversary on the horizon. Worst part, most of the hair is still there. And he says, I just don't understand it. So he had ended up falling asleep with it. He goes to the ER. He had to. It was just burning, blistering, whatever.
Just so you know, I'm hanging on your every word.
He goes to the ER.
Good job.
He ran out of ice in the house. He was trying to cool the area down. And he was drinking whiskey to obviously numb everything.
Right.
She brings him to the ER. He walks in there, and they're demanding he sit in a wheelchair. He's like, the last thing I want to do is sit. I can't spread my legs far enough apart sitting down in a damn wheelchair. Needless to say, skin-to-skin contact was the worst. He said he asked to speak to a male nurse. He didn't want to talk to a female nurse about it. It was so bad. So he had to wait, finally gets a guy. The guy couldn't keep a straight face and thought he was joking. So after an excruciating two-hour wait in the ER, he gets a room, sees the doctor, they have him take a shower, they sponge the area clean.
Nice.
And then they put gauze, and it took 3 hours. They wrap it in gauze, give him some sort of cream, sulfadiazine.
Where is the pain mostly? Is it the backboard or is it his nuts?
It says his nuts. His nuts and his penis. He's got skin, all sorts of skin blistered and burnt. He's got antibiotics.
Christ.
It'll take a few weeks. A few weeks. But no permanent damage. They had to delay the trip. He's obviously in bad shape.
Why don't you just shave it?
That's what he was trying to do better than that.
I can just shave it. Well, how much better are you going to do?
He's saying I should have just
waxed.
So it's
going to last a little longer? Don't even go wax it. Just shave it.
Right. It's just next. Like it would have been next week on his anniversary trip. Totally wrecked it. 3 weeks he has to wait. All gauzed up and covered. He can hardly walk.
Good. His wife's going to bang somebody else, too.
6:23. A horrible story, but I think we all learned some lessons.
What a dope.
Now here's Ted.
Your BAB Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Long.